It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.
It is time to get into everyone's favorite hero shooter, which is Marvel Rivals.
Shepard.
All right, my fault. But in all seriousness, Overwatch did set the standard and, of course, should be respected as not only the cream of the crop when it comes to hero shooters, but the one that made the foundation for what other hero shooters is currently following up on today. As when you look at Overwatch, not only did it take the video game by storm, having a notorious Mass Effect, pun intended, the main thing when you look at it from a consumer standpoint is that when Overwatch came on the scene and basically launched in 2016, having 7 million copies in week one is not where it stopped. As do you know that Overwatch as a franchise exceeded $1 billion. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That was in its opening year from 2016 to 2017. So, objectively speaking, we are about to get into Blizzard's fastest growing IP. And of course, that was all the way back then. Some would say, actually, you know, objectively speaking, it definitely did peak in 2020 when COVID was happening. Of course, everybody was in the house, so all the gamer type numbers was through the roof. But when you look at Overwatch as Overwatch 1, the initial version back in 2016, the main thing is in 2020, it generated $800 to $800 million in that specific year. And nowadays, it has a $225 million total as of early 2024. So it's declined as far as year over year. But every single hero shooter that comes out takes something from Overwatch because it definitely set the standard, which is why it won Game of the Year at the Game Awards show. I believe it won Game of the Year. I believe it won Game of the Year back when it came out. Yeah, okay. So it won Game of the Year in 2016. And of course, it was very justifiable, to say the least. So a lot of people, which is not a lot, you know, if you're an actual gamer, but the people who come out and say, oh, Overwatch is now copying Rivals with the push mode with Jetpack the Cat. Don't forget. Overwatch set the entire foundation for hero shooters, and especially when you're trying to put respect on legends that came before you that let you have your rise for today, for the modern age, I think they could take a little bit from you as well as far as a newcomer on the block. Now, anyways, y'all probably wondering about why in the world have you not said Overwatch 2 yet? Well, I'm glad you asked. As if you don't know, just recently, Overwatch made all the headlines possible as they dropped the 2 for the unified title, Overwatch. So they wanted to reset the annual season 1. And of course, it began this year. And with that, there was a lot of additions for going back from 2 to the original Overwatch, as they not only did they drop 5 characters at once, but the masses flocked to it in droves because, of course, not only is it available on PC, PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo Switch, etc., the Nintendo Switch 2 upgrade is scheduled for later 2026. But when you look at the cross-play enabled, the cross-progression enabled, I believe that's already been a feature for quite some time. But the main thing is the Steam numbers, the console numbers, and of course, I don't think it was on the Nintendo. Yeah, it's not on the Nintendo charts currently. But if you look at the Steam charts, it's currently the 13th most played game on the platform with a concurrent player count of 52,000 and a 24-hour peak of 114,000. But the main thing, is the all-time peak 7 days ago, which is 165,000. And of course, that's for this version of the game. Obviously, the all-time peak is much higher when it initially came out in 2016. But when you're getting into all the changes, that's basically what we're here to do as far as this specific segment. We're going to break it down from the changes to what we can expect from Overwatch going forward. And of course, if you just want to dive back into Overwatch after this segment, you'll definitely know if you want to do that or not. So, seem like everybody is enjoying the shift back to Overwatch. I'm not going to say everyone, but you know, the main thing is majority, because of course, when people came back in droves, as when you look at the increase in Steam numbers, when you look at the highest in 1 year as far as on all platform peaks, when you look at them surpassing their contemporaries such as the Call of Duty, Battlefield 6, Marvel Rivals, Arc Raiders, etc. Well, not really Arc Raiders. I'm not going to lie. Arc Raiders is still killing it on Steam. It's, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's still the 8th most played game on Steam. And, of course, Wallpaper is above it. So, technically, it's the 7th most played game on Steam. So, Arc Raiders is doing phenomenal. But when it first came out the gate, safe to say Call of Duty, Battlefield 6, and Marvel Rivals is definitely now playing catch-up as far as analytical success in the year of 2026. So the main thing you need to know with this change is that, of course, let's get into the original foundation for the people who are not aware of Overwatch's gameplay loop. So if you don't know, Overwatch popularized the team-based PvP, right? Your tank, your damage, support, payload, escort, control points, the live service. I mean, everything that you see in Marvel Rivals, Overwatch started, right? So now, when you look at their characters, that's the main thing that made people intrigued with Marvel Rivals. Because if you took such an iconic gameplay loop and foundation and add Marvel characters, so now you got Spider-Man as damage. Now you have Venom as tank. Now you have Invisible Woman as support. Safe to say the IP recognition is through the roof. And that's why I believe, Marvel Rivals is still a phenomenal game because, hey, I ain't forget.
Shepard.
No, I'm going to say it because I ain't forget. Multiverses had Batman, Bugs Bunny, LeBron James for some reason, all in one game. And guess what? It still flopped.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
So let me not just put it on IP recognition as to why Marvel Rivals is doing phenomenal. Out the gate, it was a fully fleshed out game. Practice mode, training area, different ways to get used to your character, a whole database to see different damage and healing as of, it was similar to how a fully fleshed out fighting game is supposed to release. That's how Marvel Rivals released. Everything as far as the attention to detail was there. So let me not just say it was IP recognition, but I would be dismissive to say it wasn't a huge factor in why people gravitated towards that game that otherwise aren't aware of hero shooters. So anyways, let's get back to Overwatch. Enough Marvel Rivals talk. So that's the gameplay loop, right? As far as the major changes, as far as going back to the original Overwatch, the main thing you need to know is that they have 5 new heroes, and they have, for the year of 2026, 5 additional heroes, but 1 per season. So that's why I kept saying at the beginning, they dropped 5 at the start, because it's not normal at all, especially for these legacy hero shooters. To have 5 characters released at once, it's not normal. Usually 1, maybe, a season. And they dropped 5 at once. They wanted to make a big splash as far as to let you know they were serious as far as going back to the Overwatch Unified title. And now, when you look at 1 per season for the year of 2026, you come to realize how serious they're taking this launch in general, which is why I think it did so well analytically on different consoles and, of course, PC. So now, when you look at the new heroes, safe to say you have Domina? Y'all don't laugh at me now. I don't know.
You guys.
Don't laugh at me now. I don't know how to pronounce that. I think it's Domina or Domina. It's one of those. But anyways, that's the tank talent. You have Emery, which is damage talent. I don't know if that helps you. I don't know if that's like a subcategory of the actual classes. Mizuki, what in the world? Support for talent. Onron or Anran for damage, Overwatch. That just says Overwatch, one aura. Jetpack, Cat, Support, and also says Overwatch. Oh, I guess it's like different factions and stuff like that. I forget they be having factions and stuff. When you look at the design pipeline, they've came out before and basically said it takes them around like 8 months when they first started, but now it takes around 4 to 5 months, which is still a lot. I mean, you got the voice actor, you have to have the balances as far as making sure they don't break the game, making sure they aren't just abysmal.
Running shoes online can feel like a guessing game, but Marathon Sports makes it easy to get the right gear without stepping into a store. At MarathonSports.com, you'll find the same trusted brands runners and walkers rely on, including Brooks, Hoka, New Balance, Asics, Saucony, and more. Whether you're training for a race, walking for fitness, or just need everyday comfort, Marathon Sports has the shoes, apparel, and accessories to keep you moving. Their online shop is built for athletes and everyday movers. Easy browsing, detailed product guidance, and fast shipping help you find exactly what you need without the hassle. Because the right gear doesn't just improve your run, it improves how you feel every day. Shop now at MarathonSports.com and get moving. Running shoes online can feel like a guessing game, but Marathon Sports makes it easy to get the right gear without stepping into a store. At MarathonSports.com, you'll find the same trusted brands runners and walkers rely on, including Brooks, Hoka, New Balance, Asics, Saucony, and more. Whether you're training for a race, walking for fitness, or just need everyday comfort, Marathon Sports has the shoes, apparel, and accessories to keep you moving. Their online shop is built for athletes and everyday movers. Easy browsing, detailed product guidance, and fast shipping help you find exactly what you need without the hassle. Because the right gear doesn't just improve your run, it improves how you feel every day. Shop now at MarathonSports.com and get moving.
You know, at launch, that's why I compared it to a fighting game. You know, there's a lot of things you have to keep into account when putting in a new character and 45 other characters already exist. Imagine you didn't test this one character and now its ultimate or its second ability completely breaks the game with the new character, right? Because they didn't test it. Like, you have to test it out with every single hero, which I know, y'all probably like,
that's,
you know, that's your job.
But
I'll just let you know, being a game developer, it's not as glamorous as some people may make it look. So anyways, as far as the meta event, safe to say it's been going for 5 weeks. That's the total duration that I think it's still going right now. Like I said, it has Overwatch versus Talon. Weekly mission drops, a lot of loot boxes and things of that nature. I want to get more into the hero roster expansion. I think I already got into that. So getting into each character, I mean, that's not what I'm here for. You know, I'm not like a avid pro player of Overwatch. I'm basically giving you the overview, pun intended, of a popular, an immensely popular game that set the foundation for hero shooters. So safe to say, I'm just trying to do my job to salute a legendary hero shooter.
Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the state of gaming.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
So, one of the characters I did want to get into after all that, I did want to get into Jetpack Cat, because what in the world, who made Jetpack Cat? It's almost like they saw Jeff from Marvel Rivals, and they was like, you know what? We need a nice, cuddly animal that everybody can gravitate towards. And some would say, a shark is not cuddly at all, and Marvel Rivals did it. So let's go in the opposite direction that actually makes sense and make a cuddly animal that people can gravitate towards. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Jetpack Cat was born. So if you don't know what Jetpack Cat does, essentially that character heal, damages, projectile spread, allied towing mode. There was one move I was wanting to look at. Flight acceleration, area, heal post, diver, dive, tether ultimate. Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, the ultimate. So basically, I may play a video, but Jetpack Cat like has an ultimate where it takes a person and can like drag it off the map. I was like, what in the world? What type of gag character is that? I wonder who else has an ultimate that drags an entire team off the map. I can't really put my finger on it. So anyways, I was kind of wanting to show the ultimate. Let me see if I can find it right quick, because you know, need some Mickey research for that. Let's see. Jetpack Cat ultimate. Y'all let me know who this reminds you of. I like the overview of his ultimate. Okay, I can't find the overview, but as far as what the ultimate looks like, here it is. No, they're saying how to counter. Well, that's not what I typed in. That's not how. You know why they hating on Jetpack Cat already? Already talking about how to counter it. But let me see. Okay, can carry support.
Go.
All right, so I'm trying to see if I can find. Okay, so that man's yelling. That's not it. That's definitely here we go. Okay. I finally found gameplay. Yes, sir. W Tech Guy, it is from Twitter. So I'm not gonna lie. I probably could have just looked it up on YouTube. But hey.
Woot dee doo.
So, anyways, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio if you haven't already. Here's Jetpack Cat in a full glamorous 720p. Shout out to Elon, right? So this is Jetpack Cat gameplay. As you can tell, the ad-libs is very insane. And you can just drag somebody off the map. Like, what in the world? Oh, this is funny. Whoever clipped this is hilarious.
Wait.
So you can just drag somebody off the map. I just wonder who else has that type of ultimate.
Shepard.
All right, my fault. Once again, Marvel Rivals did copy Overwatch first. So I just thought that was hilarious. So anyways, that's the main thing I was wanting to show, because that was one of the main characters I wanted to dive into because it piqued my interest. And of course, you know, me diving into different games, not too many characters I look at, I'm like, bro, I wonder what his full kit is. If I'm not going to touch the character at all, I don't care what the kit is. But I had to look into like the depths of this character's kit, because who in the world makes a cat with a jetpack and puts it into a hero shooter? But hey, Overwatch did. So anyways, safe to say that they're glad they did, because that's definitely one of the standout characters of the game. When you look at some of the other events, as far as I don't think that was it. It was one. Oh, the road map. That's what I was wanting to get into. So spring 2026 is one new hero, 10th anniversary event, post-match accolades, stadium hero, Ramatra. Season 3, you have one new hero as far as Japan night. Season 4, fall 2020. Oh, that's a season 3. Season 3, summer 2026 is when Japan night happens with one new hero. Season 4, fall 2026 comes with one new hero, expanded 3D lobby, whatever that means. And then, of course, when you look at the overview, safe to say they're going to still keep their story going as far as like throughout the environment storytelling. I think that's the main thing with Overwatch. There's also a story attached to it. I don't know if there's like any show for Overwatch fans out there, but I guess I should look that up. A show for Overwatch fans. I would assume there is, because I've seen like stuff with what's the girl who be duplicating herself? I forget. But I think she's like Oh, I found it. Okay. It was supposed to get one from Netflix, but it never happened. Well,
whoop-de-doo.
Hey, there you go. So, anyways, let's transition into the review roundup of Overwatch, because actually, I don't know if I want to get into review roundup. I mean, y'all basically know what the game is, right? As far as what people are saying about the latest season, right? People are saying that it's incredible the strides that Overwatch has made since Overwatch's disappointing 2022 early access launch. It's safe to say Overwatch is back and is better than ever before. That was from Game Ranch, so shout out to them. You know, these scores are all over the place. I'm seeing 6 out of 10. That's just a Metacritic. I'm still seeing 6 out of 10s. I'm seeing 10 out of 10s. I'm seeing 9 out of 10. So it's all over the place. But for the most part, I mean, it seems like the average would, you know, it seemed like it would average out to like, what, 7 for the most part. Because it doesn't seem like everybody's hating it, but, you know, everybody's not loving it. They're definitely high and cold on it. But I don't want to read a Metacritic user. Let me see Overwatch forums. Somebody did say from 5 characters, only one is legit good. I just said I wasn't going to read off users' reviews. So, yeah, that's basically, I only got a quote from Gamerant. Quote, Overwatch has made incredible strides since Overwatch's 2 disappointing 2022 early access launch. It's safe to say Overwatch is back and is better than ever before. So, that being said, for my Overwatch fanatics out there, I guess now you can finally say, not only have I put immense respect on Marvel Rivals, which you already knew I was going to do that as a huge Marvel fan, but now I have officially put respect on the Overwatch community.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. How do you feel about Overwatch 2 going to Overwatch to have more of a unified look? And, of course, if you've played the game, what is your favorite character? And if you haven't, will you be willing to try out the new resurgence of Overwatch?
Running shoes online can feel like a guessing game, but Marathon Sports makes it easy to get the right gear without stepping into a store. At MarathonSports.com, you'll find the same trusted brands runners and walkers rely on, including Brooks, Hoka, New Balance, Asics, Saucony, and more. Whether you're training for a race, walking for fitness, or just need everyday comfort, Marathon Sports has the shoes, apparel, and accessories to keep you moving. Their online shop is built for athletes and everyday movers. Easy browsing, detailed product guidance, and fast shipping help you find exactly what you need without the hassle. Because the right gear doesn't just improve your run, it improves how you feel every day. Shop now at MarathonSports.com and get moving.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.